Teresa, I'm ready for your questions, I hope. And I always say I hope because I don't know what you're asking.
Well, you know, we'll just go with it, all right?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I want to talk about the recent announcement that the Defense Secretary has made some changes and that they're going to do more airstrikes and some more special operations against ISIS. Is this something that you agree with, or do you see problems, issues, something you'd rather see them do differently?
I assume that they know what they're doing. I hope this has been a military decision and not a presidential decision on how to exactly fight a war. The extent to which the military thinks we need to do something better to accomplish our objectives, I think we should. It's within the same parameters that you and I've talked about probably for the last year. We're going to have some American advisors over there. They won't be in the front lines, our strikes would be more successful if we had Americans telling our pilots where to hit. Normally, a presidential decision has said they shouldn't be in that role, and I don't know that the statements made by the Secretary of Defense changes the roles, that we will be advising our pilots where to strike as opposed to maybe Iraqis advising us where to strike. We haven't been as successful striking as we have. About two-thirds of our missions return without firing a missile. That's not very good, wasting a lot of money. What are we in the air for if we aren't going to use the weapons? Maybe it's because we don't have good on-the-ground intelligence to tell them where they can do the most damage with their missiles. So I think these are the things that have to be overcome. But I think I would accept a military decision as opposed to the president's decision that things are going to be different and we're going to be more aggressive. I think one of the problems of the president making some of these battleground decisions is that he's been too cautious, and it has hurt our effectiveness. And if you're going to be involved, the only way you should be involved is to win, or else you shouldn't be there.
Well, that's true. What do you hear from the people in Iowa? Do they ask about, or do they have comments about the extent of our military involvement? Do you ever hear?
I get more about what do I think ISIS is doing, and what do I think about Syrian refugees coming to the United States. I don't get so much about questions about our military strategy in there.
Okay. Any thoughts on the Benghazi hearings?
Yes. I think it proves once and for all that Hillary was misleading us, the president was misleading us, the national security leader was misleading us, the ambassador to the UN, I think she was involved in this effort to say that what happened in Benghazi was directly related to a video that was offensive to Muslims. And we know what they were saying, even as the bodies were coming home from Benghazi to Dover, to Andrews, wherever they landed. Those bodies and Secretary Hillary Clinton 4 days afterwards, and yet almost 2 weeks afterwards, was saying that the video was the responsibility. Now we have emails very clearly saying the very night of the attack to her daughter, to the president of Egypt, that it was a terrorist attack. And so how can you get away with saying that it was a film that caused it, and then you found out later it wasn't just a film, when within 24 hours, several times, we've got emails saying that it was a terrorist attack. So it just proves that the whole thing was to fog and mislead the American people, probably because the president was up for election 2 months later.
What do you think about the accusations that some of the people that were on the hearing committee were really out to just get Hillary so that she wouldn't have a chance at the Democratic Party nomination? Is there anything to that accusation?
Well, I think the extent to which I just related the facts, and you stick to the facts, you can't be accused and if you're right, nobody can accuse you of being political. And don't forget the Benghazi committee was set up a long time before she announced for president.
That's true. All right. So what about this 2-year budget deal that the House is working out? Do you have any thoughts on that, or how does that affect the Senate?
Well, it's going to come before the Senate before this week's out. Probably pass the Senate before this week's out. Let me give you the positive. We can't shut down government. I know that your listeners will say, well, shut down government, save some money. It costs money to shut down the government. It costs money to open up the government. When we have this big budget deficit we have, we shouldn't do anything that's fiscally irresponsible by adding to the deficit by shutting down and opening up government. And if we don't pass something by November the 3rd, that's going to happen. This looks like the vehicle to do it. Now, what's bad about it? It was thought up over the weekend. It's more than just a clean authority of the federal government to borrow more money and pay our bills. That's what borrowing money is about, paying the bills we've already incurred. When that's the situation, a clean one would solve the problem, not shutting down the government. But this is going to be a convoluted, big document. I don't know how many hundred pages it's going to be. People expect us to read the bills before we vote for them. I'm inclined to vote against it just based on the principle that a few leaders are trying to shove something down our throats. There are some good things in it that I've been briefed on, but I haven't read yet. And it's going by just very general statements. Some reform of disability, Social Security, that hasn't happened since the 1980s. That's good. I don't think it's very sweeping, though, but it might save some money long-term and keep the fund going because it would be depleted December next year. It does cut expenditures some places, but it increases spending above sequestration levels by $78 billion. Over a two-year period of time. On the other hand, it is a two-year determination on how much money to spend, and consequently, we shouldn't have to, in an election year, worry about shutting down the government. But right now, I'd be inclined to vote against it just on procedural grounds.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, I heard from a couple of candidates who talk about flat tax and fair tax. One is pushing for flat tax. One says a fair tax is a better deal. What do you think about that? How would you explain the difference, and what do you prefer?
Well, fair tax is a national sales tax. Probably about, if you want to bring in the same amount of money, probably about 23 cents on a dollar national sales tax. Probably any consumer tax probably does more economic good than an income tax. But a flat rate income tax we'll say, to bring in the same amount of money, no exemptions, probably about 16%. I think that I would prefer a flat rate income tax as opposed to a national sales tax because we have a federal system of government. There's states and then there's the federal government. And if the federal government adopts a national sales tax, kind of intruding on sources of revenue for the 50 states. And about 7, 8, or 9 states don't have an income tax. They rely very heavily on the sales tax. But neither one of these are going to happen until it's a big deal in a presidential campaign. Now, maybe the two candidates you're talking about just might be the people that elevate this to a national issue. and get a mandate by being elected president so you can carry it out. But short of that, I don't expect Congress to bite the bullet, even though we got the constitutional authority to do it, bite the bullet and make that drastic change in our income tax. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying that Congress probably doesn't have the willpower to do it without presidential leadership.
Okay. Speaking of candidates, does all this campaigning and political business, does that interfere with what you're trying to get accomplished in Washington, D.C.?
Not yet, but it'll have a big impact next year, but not this year.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much. So that's all I have for you today.
Okay. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
You bet.